This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. Former governor of Virginia and a candidate for United States Senate, Jim Gilmore, joins us on the line. How are you, Governor?
I'm fine, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for spending some time with us. Let's cut right to the chase. Your reaction to the bailout bill in Washington.
Well, Coy, I oppose the bailout bill in Washington. I think that it's wrong to throw this kind of bailout on the taxpayers of the United States. Look, I think that something needed to be done. I would have been in favor of taking action, but not this action. This is a bailout of the Wall Street high rollers. It means that a lot of the taxpayers' money, $700 billion, is going to go to these people. And in return, the taxpayer gets back bad deals, bad debt, forfeited mortgages. And I think that's inappropriate. There are other approaches that could have been taken that would have helped the situation and also would have protected the taxpayer. But this just tosses $700 billion of taxpayers' money away, and that's why I opposed this. I opposed the first bill that was defeated by a bipartisan majority, and I certainly opposed the second bill that was full of earmarks in order to buy votes. I think that's exactly what the people of Virginia, the people of the United States, just hate, and I'm opposed to it.
We're talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore. He's a candidate for United States Senate. The election is November 4th, just a few weeks away. It seemed that the anger of most Americans towards this legislation never really got to Washington, but the message of Wall Street got to Washington.
Well, that is exactly right. I think that the message that they were getting up there was that the world is going to come crashing down unless you take this specific action and no other right now. And they didn't have time to deliberate carefully to consider other options. And there are other options that probably would have helped a great deal more. You've got to get more of the free market working in this situation. You simply cannot have the taxpayers bailing out the high rollers. Unless you say you vote no, you'll never get to a good solution. And I think this is very unfortunate. Now, of course, as you know, I'm opposed to this bailout. Mark Warner supports this bailout. He said he would have supported the first bill, which was defeated, and he would have supported the second bill that had all the earmarks and pork barrel in it. So we're different here. I'm going to protect the taxpayers, and Mark Warner would not.
We're talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore. I want to give you another opportunity to perhaps draw a distinction between yourself and Mark Warner on some other issues that you believe are important to Virginians.
I can, but I also want to make sure that your listeners know that there were other alternatives to this bailout. We could have had these companies giving back a bond to the United States. We could have had the United States in first place for repayment. It could have been at a low interest rate. That was another proposal. But that would not have included tossing over bad debt over to the taxpayer of the United States. But Mark Warner and I are different on a variety of issues. We've got to reduce gas prices. Now, he and I have talked about energy bills. I believe we should have a strong long-term energy bill that includes renewable resources and conservation and also nuclear power and refineries and clean coal technology. But the difference between us is that I would drill for oil in Anwar and bring that oil in consistent with environmental regulation. And I would drill offshore. Now, Mark Warner opposes Anwar drilling in Alaska. And as for offshore drilling, well, he's taken a lot of different positions. But we know this, when he had a chance to have an offshore drilling bill as governor of Virginia, he vetoed the bill. So we're different in this. And we're different in the bailout. And we're different in taxes. There are higher taxes that are coming into the people of Virginia, the people of the United States, very fast now, because the tax cuts that were put into place are going to expire. I think they should be continued and renewed. Mark Warner thinks they should expire, just like Barack Obama does. So we're different in that. And we're different in union issues. There's a union bill that's coming up the road. Right now, the law in Virginia and across the United States says that a union can come into a workplace, they get a petition signed, and then there's a secret ballot that the worker is entitled to determine whether there's going to be a union. Well, the unions want to get rid of that secret ballot. I am in favor of keeping the secret ballot, private election, as to whether or not there'll be unionization. Mark Warner thinks that that right to a secret ballot should go away, and once the union gets check cards signed, there's just a union, and there's no secret ballot on it. So we're wrong. I think Mark Warner's wrong on those issues. I think I'm right on those issues, and I certainly hope the people of Virginia will recognize these differences, and I hope they'll vote for me.
We're talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore. Before we let you go, and we break for local news here at the bottom of the hour, there's just a few weeks left. You're behind in the polls, but as I said before you came on the air, that's why we have elections, because absolutely anything can happen. What do you need to do here in these last few weeks before this election to convince Virginians that you are, in fact, the right choice for Senate?
Well, Coy, look, this is a very volatile race. We're seeing it at the presidential level. We're seeing it at the Senate level. We're seeing it everywhere. There's great volatility on Wall Street, among the energy prices and gas prices. Things are very unsettled right now. International relations are very unsettled, Iraq. And so this race is going to develop late. And second of all, we've got good support. We have now have over almost 8,500 donors to our campaign. I've visited 90 cities and counties. But the direct answer to your question is we must get out the differences between us on the issues. And if people of Virginia know that I'm for drilling for oil to reduce gas prices and he's not, that I am opposed to this bailout and think there were other alternatives and he favored the bailout. If they know that I'm in favor of working people having the right to a secret ballot election on union organization, and he's not, if they know that I stand for the tax cuts and making sure that they stay in place for regular people, and he thinks taxes should go up, then I'm going to win. And that's the key, just getting that word out there in Virginia.
Jim Gilmore is a former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a candidate for United States Senate. The election's just a few weeks away. Governor Gilmore, good luck to you, and we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we can talk to you again before the election.
Thanks, and I love coming to Charlottesville. I was there yesterday. My son is at UVA. Roxanne and I both went to UVA. Jay went to UVA, so we've spent a lot of our lives in Charlottesville. I look forward to coming back soon.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Take care. Good to talk to you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.